The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I didn't labor it or bemoan it much longer, but Dylan walked in the studio this morning, says, I really think it snowed yesterday just so you have to get a tattoo.
Yeah, it got, like, super nice. Like, I didn't have to shovel. Everything was gone.
I know.
It looked gorgeous.
It really did.
It was sunny.
I mean,
you do have to get one. The countdown is on. You are, what, 13 days away?
Like,
yeah, 13 days and 25 minutes.
Fine, I lose. Snow goes away. It was like you guys, before I woke up, went out around the city and just put a bunch of snow everywhere. And then so I could say, like, all right, fine, I'll get a tattoo. And then everybody went and picked it up. I said, good, there you go.
Now, that will happen again, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to go around putting snow. No. It's bound to happen.
You're off the hook, Robbie. No face tattoo for you. I went and met with the tattoo artist yesterday.
Oh, good.
And, looks like that's going to happen. He's excited to give it on the neck, but then he told me a handful of things about doing it on the neck. You've got to be careful where you do it on the neck because depending on what the design is, the way your neck kind of bends and folds and moves with your head, right, with just your everyday movements,
sure,
is it can not look as good, or it can pull it, or it won't set as well, all these sort of things. So depending on what you get, there's certain areas on the neck where it's like, no, you shouldn't get it there.
Right.
You should get it there. So now I've got to figure out the where versus the what, and I've got to find the places where the whats will fit the wheres,
right,
or where the wheres will fit the whats. And if the what doesn't fit the where, I either have to get a different where or a different what.
Yeah, and you got to be careful that you don't, like, gain any weight.
Yeah, well, I haven't been careful on that one, Dylan.
Oof. Because on the neck, it starts to show up quick, right?
Oh. Well, I have to be careful that I don't lose any weight either.
Yeah. You better be at your ideal.
Then whatever it is that I end up getting ends up just looking like it's hanging off my neck then.
No part of this would be good.
Sorry, hon. Can't lose any weight. Got this neck tattoo. It's a pretty good excuse not to go to the gym, isn't it? I've got a neck tattoo and I don't want it to change its shape.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I think my favorite suggestion just came from someone in the building here.
From Garner down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bow tie.
Get a bow tie on my neck. That's funny.
That would be great.
I think I figured out what I'm getting.
And not a bow tie?
It's not a bow tie.
Okay.
Okay. I think I figured out what I'm getting. And I don't want to give out even anything.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm getting it because it's apparently a massive tattoo weekend this weekend.
Hey, because of the tattoo show.
Yeah, there's a big tattoo show. All the tattoo artists are converging at the tattoo show. So I can't get it this weekend or early next week. But it might be later on in the week next week that I end up getting this tattoo. And at the risk, no, I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Oh, this is the first?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I won't say it. Right?
We'll just wait and
Here's another
see.
One. Here's another one. It says, okay, I seen the coolest tattoo you can get. Okay, you saw the coolest tattoo I can get.
Okay,
and it's a set of lips kissing you on the neck. That, first of all, you saw the coolest tattoo. And second of all, that's not the coolest tattoo. I don't know why people keep saying get a set of lips on the neck. Well, I don't. What a dumb tattoo. Why would I do that?
If they think it's cool, it's cool.
I don't understand why.
It's a trend.
Can you in a million years see me with that on my neck?
Look at the stuff you have on you. You have like a baby pigeon from a kid's book.
Yeah, I do.
But, lips aren't cool.
Lips are weird, man. That's a weird thing to put on your neck. I don't know, Megan, if you saw a guy walking around with lips on his neck, would you think, like, what's this guy doing? There's a lot of people kissing him on the neck. Does he like neck kisses? What is this all about?
I would see it more as like a brand, you know?
Like his fiance's branding
I'm like,
him?
Oh, he's in a very committed relationship.
Aren't you in a committed relationship?
I am in a committed relationship. I have a tattoo to identify that. It's right here.
Although
it's,
you did say yesterday you'd rather be with my girlfriend.
No.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was very weirded out by that.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
No, he said
we should swap. We should swap because my girlfriend's talking to you so much and your girlfriend's talking to me. And we seem to know, she seems to know you really well. And we were talking in the same way on how we know you and vice versa. My girlfriend's sending you pictures of my love notes every morning. It's like we might as well swap.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
Be careful how you say that, Dylan. I don't need more trouble.
I'll keep an open mind.
Have to get a neck tattoo, for God's sake.
No judgment.
Okay.
It does seem like these neck tattoos, they are very popular when you search online.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like the people getting them are already covered in tattoos.
Right.
And they don't really stand out, yours would.
It seems like getting the lips of your significant other kissing you on the neck is just, Robbie, you've got an owl tattoo.
No, I have a snail.
You're a snail.
She has the owl.
That's right. You've got the snail tattoo of an ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's a lot.
It's covered up by my sock most times.
Right. She left in the middle. Yeah, you can't cover up the kissing neck tattoo.
Right.
Right?
Right. It's hard unless you wear turtlenecks.
Exactly. That's a big risk to take. But now the snow's all gone. That's the point, Dylan. You walked in and said, it literally snowed just to screw me over, so I have to get a tattoo.
You do.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
It's going to be even better than I imagined it would be, actually.
This wall.
This Robbie Stress punch wall for the playoff punch wall.
Because you're not doing it?
Well, I'm the brains behind the operation.
Uh-oh.
I'm like the guy that thought of it. And remember the show Trading Spaces with Paige Davis?
No.
Nobody remembers that show? Am I way out on my own on this one? You don't remember this show, Dylan?
Ty Pennington?
Ty Pennington.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, I don't know who... What did you say?
Trading Spaces with Paige Davis.
No, I don't know Paige Davis.
From TLC. That was your Saturday night, baby.
Paige Davis.
What's the premise of it?
Two neighbors would switch houses.
Yeah.
And then designers would come in and they'd spend a weekend remaking the other person's...
Oh.
A room in the other person's house.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Right? And then they'd have, like, your designers, and then they'd have Ty Pennington would be, like, the main carpenter, right? This is how Ty Pennington got famous, by being the hunky, fun-loving carpenter on this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, so the designers would come out to Ty Pennington and say, this is the vision I have for this room. And then he'd go, and then try and figure it out, and he'd make it.
Right, okay.
So... Robbie, your friend Terrence, who is midway, almost finished doing the kitchen renovation, Dylan, at my house. He's the Ty Pennington.
How is he not done yet?
And I'm the designer of this Robbie punch wall. So he came over yesterday, and I showed him the design that I have in mind. And he said, how about this? How about this? How about this, this, and this? And then how about this? Now it has nothing to do with my design, but it's way better.
Is that
okay,
right?
Okay.
So really all I'm contributing to this is, hey, I have an idea of a Robbie punch wall. He has taken complete control of this thing, and he's decided, he said, first of all, Robbie's got too much rage when the Oilers lose, that your design, it won't stand up to a Robbie punch.
Oh, look at me.
Okay? He knows.
So he knows Robbie well. He's used some of that experience of hanging out with you in high school to know just how much rage you could have boiling over if the Oilers lose a single playoff game, that he's ready to, he's got it all prepared. He's like, this one, the one your design, it won't stay upright.
Right.
It'll fall right down. Robbie could go right through the whole damn thing.
Oh, no.
So we've made some adjustments to the Robbie punch wall design, Dylan. It will be here on Monday morning.
Oh, perfect.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
All right.
Okay. Hopefully I'd never have to use it.
Well, exactly.
I don't know. By the way the Oilers play, you're going to have to use it.
Just the last few games.
I noticed that you're all decked out in Oilers today. We're shooting some final scenes for Robbie's playoff song video, which debuts tomorrow morning. Yeah. By this time tomorrow, we will have played it, correct?
Yeah, should have.
Right? Robbie's brand new playoff song?
Yeah, we could do it.
Because the season ends tonight, right?
Last game tonight, yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow morning as we prepare, we'll know when the Oilers are playing for the playoffs, so we'll have the brand new playoff song. And then on Monday morning, the wall rolls in here.
It rolls in.
Right? And you may actually be, I mean, none of us know the schedule. You may have to already punch it.
I really hope not.
Well, yes, I think we all hope you don't.
They have released half the schedule.
Oh, they have?
Because in the NHL, the National Hockey League, there's two conferences, the West and the East.
Yes.
Oilers are in the West.
Right.
The East is all done, so they know the schedule. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday.
Okay.
So we can assume maybe in the West, after tonight, there could be two games Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So the Oilers could be playing as soon as
they probably
as
will play
Saturday.
This weekend. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
So then we'll need that wall come Monday.
Hopefully not.
Unless they win. Well, we don't know what... Hey, they could win and Robbie still wants to punch it like an excited punch. Like, yeah, they did it! Punch!
No, I save that for the rage.
But this has got to be fully designed, Dylan, so that for all sorts of different reasons. But my idea that started as what I thought was perfect,
right,
is now completely changed 100 times over, and it's going to be much more involved than I thought it was.
Oh, I'm excited to see what's happening, especially now that there's a real builder involved.
All the materials are being purchased today to build the wall. The wall will be built on Saturday, and now, the Robbie playoff punch stress wall will be here on Monday.
The concern is the guy building it.
Uh-huh.
Because he has taken 2 years to build your very small renovation in your kitchen.
The thing I think with that is, and I wish I had a commission off of this, because Terrence just keeps upselling him.
Yeah, right? you referred me to him.
I did.
He's your friend.
For tile.
Yes.
You had a little section of tile in your kitchen you wanted to tile.
That's right.
I said, you know, Terrence is good at tile. He could take care of that for you so you can get on with the rest of it.
Yes.
And he has upsold you. And
from full-on kitchen to dining room to laundry room to bathroom.
Yeah.
It just keeps on going, Dylan. He's just spreading throughout the house.
I'm worried for how much it's going to be in the end here.
Like how the final bill?
Yeah.
I've been paying in installments.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I'm all caught up.
He's just adding this to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have to pay for the wall or not. I have no idea. He seems more excited than I am about the Robbie playoff punch wall.
Yeah, Terrence is fun.
All right.
I'm excited to see what it looks like. Yes.
I just hope it matches my vision. But I know it won't match my original vision, Dylan.
Because it's already
better. That's all been completely erased and changed.
This is good.
So you were just probably thinking way unnecessary things. Because it's a wall. You put drywall on studs?
I've never seen somebody more serious about building a wall that is ultimately there for you to destroy.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, just put as much thought, effort, and attention to detail in it
as
will
it fit in here?
Yeah. Well, that was his big concern because he's never been to the studio before.
Right.
So he wasn't sure. I said, oh, no, there'll be plenty of room. Yeah, it will fit in here.
Okay.
We're debating whether or not it should be on wheels.
Yeah.
He's upselling you wheels.
If it's going to be on wheels, it's going to be on locking wheels, because if Robbie throws a wall up into that thing and it's on wheels, that could spell certain disaster, mm-hmm. right?
It could.
Yeah.
I'm not the most powerful puncher in the world, but yeah, drywall is thin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you going to this effort for me.
This is just, look, I think it's because of that hole behind you that we've got hidden by a bunch of things.
I know.
Because you punched that, what, 3-4 years ago?
It was a while back.
In an Oilers playoff game? You punched a hole in our wall, and it's like, okay, we've got to find a safer way for Robbie to let his frustrations out.
Yeah. Right. Less damaging.
All right.
To company property.
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
What is the timeline of the video? Will it come out at the same time as the song, Megan, do you believe?
Yes.
You're pretty confident that it will? Okay.
If you guys can be in it today, it's really just for like one shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be cute, and it would be good to have you in it.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Megan's doing a good job on it.
Anything we can do to get this thing ready to go? Are we going to get a sneak peek of it here this morning, Dylan?
No.
I have. I won't. Okay.
It's
I won't.
Not. I don't know. You guys are just going to give me grief.
Just a sneak peek. That's all I'm saying.
It's not
good. Just a tiny
good enough
little
to
snippet. just that little tiny
that's
little
all,
bit.
That's all I can
Maybe
play.
Just a little bit more. Just a tiny little bit more. That sounds good. Maybe just a hair more, Dylan?
Nope. Can't
just
do any more.
A little bit more?
Mm-mm. He's squinting so hard right now.
Well, because you know me, it's not good enough to tease. If we're going to play it, we may as well just play it.
One more little bit, Dylan.
Okay, I can do a little bit more.
Hey!
There you go.
You watch it.
I think I recognize something there.
It is a recognizable beat,
okay,
without a doubt.
So tomorrow
it's got
morning.
A fun vibe.
Tomorrow morning it'll make its debut. And it's called what?
You're about to find out.
I just want to know when we're going to...
This is
it's called You're
find
so
out.
Old. You're about to find out.
Okay, tomorrow morning we'll have that. We'll have
someone says they love it. The first second.
There you go.
Oh, is it already nice. 1 second in and it's a hit. Okay, we'll have that tomorrow morning.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan just said just before we turned the mics on for this segment, he's like, oh man, I've got a situation.
I got a real situation.
What's your situation?
I don't know how to handle it.
Okay.
Okay, so my girlfriend, she loves Hosier? Is that how you say it?
Hosier.
Yeah.
Hosier.
Yeah.
She's been a fan of Hosier for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her should go to the concert together.
And listen, the idea is that it's been her favorite. And so I looked into this Hosier fella, mm-hmm. right?
He sings Take Me to Church.
My Irish King.
Okay, yeah. And she's always got him on in the house and listening to him, and he's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He's got a great voice. But I was going to surprise her with tickets to a Vancouver show of Hosier.
Wow.
Yes.
And I just couldn't work out the times, and with surprising her, it's tough because she has a kid, and he goes back
like
and
the
forth,
date of the show. Right? Like, okay, just, yeah, right. Schedules didn't work out for this.
We didn't know whether the time would work, and then it would give it away. It was right. Very difficult.
Okay,
so I find out that this. Hosier? This fella, he's coming to...
It's like you don't know anything about this.
Yeah, he's coming to Edmonton, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And
August, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I asked our boss if there was any way, because apparently a lot of people like him.
Very popular, yeah. Rogers Place, yes.
Yep. Instantly,
yep.
So I asked our boss, it's like, hey, listen, I never ask for much around here ever. Uh-huh. Like, Kleenex, that's basically it.
Right.
I just like Kleenex, that's all I ask for.
Yep.
Is there any chance that you can maybe find or talk to or something? And she says, yeah, let me look into it for you. I thought,
I'll look into it for you.
That's really, really kind.
Yeah, you'll never hear anything again when you get I'll look into it for you.
So she goes and looks into it. I asked her on the weekend.
You know how many things I'm still looking into for people?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I should make a list of the things that I'm still looking into things for my brother from 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me look into it. I'll get back to you. That's the best one.
So she goes and looks into it.
She actually did look into it?
Yesterday.
Oh, my look into it's a code for goodbye.
Right.
Okay.
She sends me, hey, got you tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should have got her to look into the stuff that I needed looking into.
I was like, wow, thank you so much. That's really, really awesome of you. It's going to make my girlfriend so happy.
Yeah.
So I was so excited yesterday to tell her.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah. That she's going to go see her favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
Hosier.
Yeah.
Hosier.
Yeah.
Right? That's very,
You're
very.
You're the last to know.
So I'm all pumped up for this. I get so excited. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell her. How am I going to tell her? Okay, what day is this Hosier concert?
You didn't want to make this some sort of bigger surprise on the day of or anything?
Well, I didn't know. I was thinking, like, do I tell her, do I not? So I was going through our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I find out Hosier's playing on August 24th.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right, yep.
On the calendar, Jem and Chris's wedding.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's...
That stinks.
I got tickets to her favorite artist.
Yep.
That she's never seen. And I've got a Jem and Chris wedding that we RSVP'd to.
Both of you RSVP'd to the wedding?
Yes.
What time does the wedding start at?
4.
What time does the concert start at?
I'm guessing 7, but I don't know.
You could make a little Irish goodbye for a little.
An Irish goodbye at the wedding?
Yep. And then you come back later. I would do it.
I don't know, Dylan.
Neither do I.
This is Jem. You put those two together.
I know.
Is Jem, the original Bachelor Cam. It was Bachelorette Jem.
Has she met
You
them?
Found this guy. Like, they're getting married because you put them together. You can't duck out of this wedding to go to a concert for a guy who you can't even pronounce.
This is the thing.
And then can she go with somebody else and not go to the wedding? Is it not? You can't divide and conquer a wedding and a concert, a present. No.
I'd be fine with that, like if she went with somebody else, but we already RSVP'd.
Right.
And she said, because I told her this situation
you can't
yesterday.
Duck out of this wedding. You're the reason getting married, Dylan.
Dylan can.
So I told her yesterday because I was just like so torn up about the whole thing. I was like, are you kidding me? And she said, if it was your favorite concert and it was my friend getting married, you'd go to the favorite concert.
Would you?
Garth?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was her friend getting married?
It was her friend getting married. Yeah, no, and it was Jack Johnson and or Garth Brooks.
Yeah, no, you would. Yes. Yeah. But if it was Jem and Chris, whom you, again, Dylan, I remind you, if it weren't for you, they wouldn't even know each other.
Trust me, I know this.
And if it was their wedding and Garth Brooks, you'd still be going to the wedding. I'm sorry, would. You have to. You can't duck out. You've got to be the first one there, the last one to leave.
This is what,
See, text message says use the kid as being sick. The kid's like 14, right?
Sick
kid only goes till about 8,
but and
9.
I would be fine. She could, her and her son could go.
To the concert.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Or her and Megan could go. Anything. I'd be fine with whoever, her and one of her friends.
Yes.
Not saying you're not her friend, Megan.
Thank you, Dylan.
You guys are great friends.
But why couldn't she do that?
Yeah.
Because we RSVP'd together.
She's got to come to the wedding. With you to the wedding.
Can I do that? Can I switch out?
I'll come to the wedding if you.
As long as you fulfill the amount of people that you RSVP'd for,
yeah.
I feel like it's okay.
But the invite was for Dylan and Melissa.
That's I was just going to ask if it was Dylan and guest.
No,
but it's Dylan and Melissa.
Yeah, because they've met right at my 40th birthday party.
We can put Pepper in a wig.
I think she can leave the wedding early and go to the concert. You can't. So she's got to go to somebody to go to the concert. And it sounds like, Dylan, you're not going to be too torn up about going to a concert of the person you can't even pronounce. Yeah, I think you've got to split up at the wedding. She goes to the concert. You stay at the wedding.
Yeah.
Now, how do I convince her that that's okay? Because then she'll have that guilt.
Your girlfriend will?
You have to bring her. Just because
the invite was to Dylan and Melissa.
Okay, but what happened if, God forbid, you guys broke up?
Robbie?
But what would happen?
Why do you got to put that into the universe
right now? So you've got
this
invitation that says, Dylan and Melissa, you guys broke up. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
I don't know.
It does bring into question, though, the bigger question here is just like when you commit to something, you've RSVP'd to something, and then something that you are interested in happens to be on the same day. Are you able to get out of the commitment? Like, imagine Melissa was in the wedding party.
Right.
Well, then that's a different story.
But it's your favorite musician coming to town one time. Never again.
Plus, your boyfriend got tickets. Thanks, Leanne.
Yeah.
There was actually recently a girl asked a radio station over in the UK to help her break the news to one of her best friends, who she was in the wedding party for, that she was going to go to Taylor Swift on the same night as her wedding.
I would understand that.
The friend lost it.
That's a tough conversation to have, but there are ones that you could understand.
See, but this is, and they're getting married the day before. Like, Chris and Jim are getting married the day before with,
like the legal ceremony?
Eight or ten people, like, the important family members. So this is, like, the party after. And, like, does anyone really care if I'm there?
How close are Jim and your girlfriend, Melissa?
They've texted.
So just kind of through you?
Yeah.
I think.
They're not, like, besties.
The relationship is one that she could leave and go to the concerts, but you cannot go with her.
Yeah, you can.
Again,
go.
You're the reason the wedding is happening,
but then
Dylan.
My girlfriend said yesterday, and this is the big problem, because she said, well, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to leave to go to the concert. But now what? Now I'm screwed either way. I can't win.
I mean, I feel like if anything, she goes with you for the little bit.
Yes.
And then she can head out. Like, that's not a problem. Also, because this is like a RSVP situation, it's for the food, right? The bride could actually save money if she does not go.
No, because Dylan's the other one.
True, he'll eat for... He'll
yeah,
eat
who
for
cares two. If she doesn't come? The two meals are spoken for.
Yeah.
That's you and you.
That's
would be good.
I think she goes to the concert, you stay there. I'm sure Jim would understand. She's not in the wedding party, thank goodness.
Yeah.
If she was, then it would be screw everything up. Yeah.
Okay, but then what... Do they, and the last thing I would want is them to judge my girlfriend for going to a concert over a wedding that you RSVP'd for.
Yeah. Ugh. This is also kind of like the introductory phase of your girlfriend to some of your social circle, right?
Well, yes.
And they're like, I can get a load of Dylan's new girlfriend. She just left the wedding to go to a concert. Who does she think
and that's
she
the last
is?
Thing.
Oh,
do you see what I said when I said I had a situation?
That is a real situation. I didn't think of that.
I don't know what to do. No. Out of all 365 days in a year.
It is the absolute worst when two things are happening on one day.
And we don't do very much.
I know.
Yes,
it's always the case. I think it's okay that she goes to the concert. You can't go to the concert with her. She can take a friend. She can take her son. You're staying at that wedding, Dylan.
And I'm okay. Listen, a Hoisier sounds great.
Right.
Every time
you'd much rather be at the wedding, yeah.
I would like to go to the concert. I would like to enjoy it with her. But for me, it's your favorite. You should go.
Right.
Yes. I don't need to go. Again, if it was Garth Brooks, I would fake a death.
Well, I'll take you two back to last August, Robbie, and I think you can journey with me on this one. A major, major, huge celebration, like a Touchstone benchmark celebration, a 40th birthday.
Right.
Dylan was so thoughtful of both you and I, Robbie. You were planning on climbing a mountain on the weekend of his 40th birthday.
Yes.
I had a comedy show at Yuck Yucks in Calgary that weekend.
Yes.
Dylan didn't even invite us to his 40th birthday. In fact, he made it a secret birthday party,
so we
didn't even find out. So respectful of the conflict of our schedule.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Dylan. Thanks again, Dylan, for that.
Welcome.
We really appreciate you looking out for our previous commitments.
That's what a good friend does.
I mean, in my opinion, because I love Hozier so much, she needs to go to the concert.
I think so.
She needs to.
I think
especially
so.
If she's
I think you guys should go to the concert together. Why don't you text her and say we should go to the concert
Lisa.
Together? Yeah, get Dylan out of this. There's a little hole that
get
he's dug himself into.
You should.
I'm also like, hey, if she doesn't want to go, there's someone sitting
like,
right
you guys
here.
Would have so much fun together.
Yeah.
I would, and it's not like she just wouldn't show up. I would tell Jem, like,
yeah, she
hey,
she comes to the wedding,
the
she has to leave early. Yeah.
It's a huge thing, and I'm sure Jem would understand.
It's the worst when that happens. Remember when I booked that comedy show on my fiance's birthday a couple weeks ago?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
On the day.
I might have another one in Calgary during my ex-wife's wedding.
Well, that's okay.
That one's okay. Yeah.
During the white wedding. No, I'm invited. My kids want me to go. We're all going to be there. She's one of my best buds, right? Like,
oh,
we're going to all be at the wedding.
I
just might have to duck out to do a quick spot at Yuck Yucks and come back to the white wedding.
Fiver, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Plus, I'd have to perform at Yuck Yucks in white pants and a white shirt. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should do a set at your wedding.
At her wedding?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not hosting the wedding anymore, Megan.
It'd be a roast.
I think, yeah, you've got to stay at the wedding. She can go to the concert. She can come back afterwards if the wedding is going late. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can she go to the wedding with you, leave to the concert, you call a friend in?
Ah.
To sit in? A replacement.
And crash the wedding? And
yeah.
I don't need her to be there with me. I just feel bad because we said we would be there, and she got invited.
Well, it's obviously because of you that she was.
Well, it sounds like Robbie's got a scheme. That's a Robbie's got a scheme sound.
Well, I was just saying, if she shows up and then she leaves before dinner, you get two plates.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. It's a win-win for you, Dylan.
Yeah.
Saskatoon. This Hoisier is playing in Saskatoon.
Oh, you're not changing it to Saskatoon, Dylan. You already called in the one favor.
Yeah.
They're only $68 there.
Yeah. It's
what?
For him, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Tomorrow's the day. The injured legal department. What's it called?
What? Not the injured. The tortured poets department.
Poets department. Yeah, that comes out. Taylor Swift taking a big risk in naming an album with more than one word. Nervous about it. We've got the whole special tomorrow night, right? Too.
Mm-hmm.
Katie is co-hosting a full-on Taylor Swift special with like songs from the past and rare audio, and of course, a bunch of stuff from the new album.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Man, this is 10 minutes.
How yeah. Vicky's on the phone. Vicky with a keen observation about this song that won the morning foreplay and won in a landslide.
Still a minute left.
You can say what you want about Taylor Swift. This one won, like, going away. But Vicky observed something. It's the first time listening to this radio show that this has ever happened at this time of day for Vicky. What is it, Vicky?
So this all started probably when I was a minute away from doggy daycare. Mm-hmm. Got out of my car, dropped my dog off. Came back to the car and the same song was still playing.
It's a unique skill that 10 minutes song has, right? You get a lot of things done during that 10 minutes. There are a lot of people. Go ahead.
Not only that, but you called me and then I sat on hold for 3 minutes.
Exactly, right? You can accomplish a lot during a 10-minute song.
Wow.
A lot of people do like when they're on for long road trips.
Yep.
I got to go see my parents. They live an hour away. Ah, it's only six All Too Wells. I can listen to that six times and you get there, right? It's the beauty of a 10-minute song.
Torture.
A lot of people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't.
Ah. Yeah, Taylor Swift. She's a polarizing one, this Taylor Swift. You get popular, they try and bring you down. That's how it works.
Well, when you think you're good enough for 10 minutes, and I like Taylor Swift, but 10 minutes, that takes a lot.
It's
out
a
of
long
people.
Song. Vicky,
that's almost a show.
Doggy daycare. Yeah. Can I talk to you about doggy daycare for a little bit? Because I've got this dog that I didn't, Dylan and Robbie should have damn well talked me out of getting.
We tried.
This dog tears everything apart in my house. What do you pay for doggy daycare to drop your dog off every day at daycare?
I think it's around $30 a day.
Holy.
And what is wrong with home for your dog?
She's by herself at home.
Right.
So we only do it once a week.
It's like a treat for your dog to go to doggy daycare?
Aw.
To hang out with the other? Like, when you bring your dog to doggy daycare, do you think it's like I watched Strays not too long ago.
Oh.
On Amazon.
With Will Ferrell in the voice?
Yeah, the voices of all the dogs. They really seem to know each other and get along with a certain group, right? Do you think that happens at doggy daycare?
Yes.
Do dogs know, or every week when Vicky drops her dog off, is the dog like... Oh, who are all these dogs?
Where's Benson? Is Benson here?
Do they know each other? Does your dog have his favorites at doggy daycare?
Yeah, so they group them in packs in the morning, depending on the dogs that are there. And, so my dog has a best friend.
Oh, that's cute.
He definitely has a best friend?
Yeah, they're always together in pictures, but it's interesting because they're the same breed.
Okay.
Oh. So it's like they know who their cousins are.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we've taken Biff a handful of times to the dog park, and all Biff cares about is walking up to the people. And we've got one of those dogs. Don't judge me. Judgment-free zone.
Uh-oh.
We've got one of those dogs that jumps up on people.
Okay.
I don't want a dog that jumps up on people. He just jumps up on people. And I don't know how to tell him not to jump up on people.
You got to
tell him.
Trained, right?
We say, don't do that. Just like when we let him into the backyard because there's somebody in another dog in another backyard. Right. He wants to bark at it.
Right.
I tell him not to bark.
Yeah.
He does it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get a dog to stop jumping on people and barking?
Doesn't sound like you're a great owner.
Well, I'm trying to be.
I don't know.
I pick up his poop.
Do you?
I feed him regularly.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know what to do. He goes out, he barks. We say, hey, no barking. And then he stops. We say, good boy. And then he turns around and barks again.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
Well, it makes sense.
He's still a puppy, right?
Yeah, I don't know. September 11th, oddly enough. So what, like 7 months, 8 months? Doesn't have his testicles. We thought taking his testicles off and to fix everything.
It's not a fix.
It hasn't done anything. He's still having sex with the pillows.
Yeah, they're still going to do it.
Oh, he loves those pillows, you guys.
Aww.
Don't rest your head at my house for 1 second.
Ew.
You never know where it's been.
So, gross.
So when you drop your dog off at doggy daycare, your dog has his favorites. He just runs up and goes, hey, man, good to see you. It's been a week.
Yeah, she does get along with certain dogs, yeah.
Do you think they catch
so
up? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What's been going on over the weekend? Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh.
Boy, snowed yesterday, huh? Is that what happened?
Well, they'll smell each other and figure out where they've been. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, they'll determine a lot from smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get home and my dog's in his crate. And he's like, hey. I open the crate thinking he's going to be all excited to see me. And he just stays in the crate.
Really?
Does he get excited to see anyone?
No, I mean, he looks at you.
That's it, hey?
Yeah. He's a slow dog.
I thought you said he jumps on people.
Well, when people come to the door, that's the thing, is it's strangers. Why can't he behave well in front of other people? In front of us, he doesn't get excited for anything. Somebody new comes to the door? Oh, my God, he's all over them.
Your dog's bored of you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Must
he's bored like his bulldog. All right. Thank you, Vicky. Have a good morning.
No problem.
Love you. See you later. I don't know what
$30
to do.
A drop in?
That's a lot.
That seems really expensive.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's.
But it's only a treat, like once a week, she says.
Gets to go and socialize.
Fair enough.
I don't know. My dog doesn't seem to, like, it just wants to socialize with people. Dylan, why did I hate this guy?
You shouldn't have gotten.
I got a dog that doesn't care for people or other animals.
That's a good one to have, huh?
So he's just chilling.
That's a good one.
Works out, I guess.
He just sits there, naps all day, every day.
Yeah.
Judges me from a distance, rolls his eyes.
Here's the thing, because I have a slobber dog. I shared with you yesterday that a water dish on a dog that is prone to slobber is... it's not what I expected it to be.
No, don't do that. I don't want.
I didn't know that happened to a dog's water dish when a dog that slobbers. You know what else is my life now?
No,
I won't say. I won't say what it looks like anymore.
But you
know what else is happening in my life that I've just willingly accepted with a slobber dog? All of my clothes have slobber stains on them.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, there's nothing I can do about it.
There is. Not get a dog.
He walks out. Well, where were you on that one, Dylan?
Robbie!
We tried to convince you so many times.
It's hard to say no to a cute dog. Again, I'll go back to dogs should be ugly when they're puppies, cute later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
That will test us.
Yeah.
All of my clothes have stains on them. All of them.
Mine too.
They're just,
I don't know.
Well, yours mustard. Are food. These are dog slobber. You can't avoid it.
That's gross.
I know. I hate it. But I love it oddly at the same time.
That's weird.
Owning a dog is a strange, strange thing.
It really is.
You hate every minute of it, but you love every minute of it at the same time.
Full conversations.
Muddy paw prints everywhere. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yep.
Okay, so we announced the citywide 50-50. That starts on Tuesday. All the information is at kiss917.com. We'll give you everything you need to know.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
What's happening out there?
I see nothing.
Nothing right now?
Robbie and Megan have left because someone with Oilers flags on their car apparently was pulling up, but I don't see anything.
Robbie, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, we have, what is this? Is it Jeep? It's a Jeep of some sort.
Okay.
What's
your name? Tracy's here.
Okay. What's going on, Robbie? So she has Oilers car flags on her car?
A couple flags, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Robbie's desperate for like the final scene, the final clip, the final video that they need for the video for Robbie's new playoff song, which debuts tomorrow, was a car with car flags. He said he was out driving around all day yesterday. He couldn't see many vehicles that already had car flags up. And it's something you traditionally, I guess, wait until the playoffs actually start. Mm-hmm. But we have to have the video made before the playoffs start.
Right.
All right.
Oh, this vehicle is nicely, freshly washed. Very nice.
Oh, that's perfect for a video.
Doesn't take
shoot.
Much to impress Robbie. You hear that? Okay. So
it's,
you're just.
It's pretty good. Two flags on this one.
Okay.
They match. Oh, yeah. No, it looks pretty good.
Okay. You said you were going to make it worth her while for pulling in to be part of this video.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
How, Robbie?
Well, listen, I got some things. I got some prizes
when
and things in my wallet.
When you say things like this, what tends to happen is you have nothing, Robbie.
Okay, what I have here, listen, you're just going to make fun of me.
I've never done that.
Well, what I'm going to give Tracy, I'm going to give her a set of our brand new air fresheners that we can get at the 50-50.
Is that considered worth your while?
Would that's not worth your while.
And also, I'll send you and your friends to Landmark Cinemas for some free movies and treats.
Okay, that's worth your while.
Okay, very
good. Pretty good.
Those seats are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, so Landmark Cinema.
Do you need anybody else with car flags, Robbie, or is this will do and then you're all done and we're good to go and you can make the rest of the video and it'll be up and ready for tomorrow
this
morning?
This is pretty good. We wouldn't say no. If you have more than two, say three.
Wow, three.
Four? Okay. I want somebody with 70, like their whole van covered in flags.
Okay.
I saw one just pass by.
Okay. You might have somebody else pulling in. No, they just drove right past.
They were in the far lane.
All right, well, you get what you get, Robbie. Go ahead and shoot that video clip, okay?
You got it. Okay, we'll see you in a bit.
The Robbie's new playoff song and the accompanying video. Tomorrow morning we will have it. We will also obviously have, as the Oilers season ends tonight and the playoffs begin, we will know when game one will be for the Oilers and who they're playing, which we still don't know, right?
No, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be perfect.
So Robbie's doing that. Here's we got to do this here.
We're having a sidewalk sale. We're having a sidewalk sale.
And we'll give you the code word in a second here for the $20,000 sound. It is officially the full jackpot, $20,000. Complete list of all past guesses at kiss917.com. But the sidewalk sale is not far away. May 11th. Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Midway Music Hall on Calgary Trail.
Okay.
We'll be selling 50-50 tickets at the event. We confirmed that today.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwill will be at the event, hauling away whatever you don't want to bring home that doesn't sell at the end of the night or at the end of the day. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle's got some interesting stuff for a table for the sidewalk sale.
Okay, Michelle, right. What do you have?
Well, I have this really interesting, huge candy machine. It's about 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say 4.5 feet tall. It's a big box. You can load it up from the front. It would hold so many.
$5, $6, $6, $6, $6, $6, $6, $6, $6, $7, $7, $7.
Are you trying to auction this off
why
right now?
Not? So I'm in on it.
Is this the kind of candy machine that would be like at the grocery store and you'd beg mom for a quarter and turn the dial and get like 5 runts?
No. This is like it doesn't have any money thing in it. You just load it up with your favorite stuff, and then it's got these little square cups that you put underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you turn your dial, everything goes into the cup. It's got a little storage
box. A treat dispenser.
My girlfriend's head would explode.
No more putting a hand in a bag for us, huh?
Oh, my God.
Remember those candy machines at the grocery store?
Yep.
We just ate that.
Yes.
We just ate that. You'd open it up and there'd be like crumbs from the last one in there. It was
gas
a different
stations
time.
Had like old like mechanic shops my dad would take us to.
Yeah.
It was questionable.
Little pretzel pieces and it was a very unhygienic time. When we wanted candy, man, we'd do any. My God, they created Halloween.
It's true.
We're going door to door just for candy.
Yep.
I still do it.
Those machines.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
If I've got a quarter, I'm getting some.
How did they get past COVID?
I don't know if they did.
You turn this dial that everybody's touched, put that same hand in there.
Ooh.
Okay, so what else do you have for the sidewalk sale, Michelle? This sounds good. Candy machine, what else?
I have a storage ottoman. It's like a bench one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a TV stand made of like glass and metal. I do have some craft supplies. I have a bar stool, a mini barbecue. I have some.
So you have some pretty good housewares there. It sounds like
yeah.
Sounds
okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of kitchen stuff. and I might even have some hunting stuff that I might be parting with.
I don't know if we can be selling guns at our...
No guns. Just like other kind of equipment stuff.
Bows,
like
arrows.
You know, cameras.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring you my duck call.
I don't know why I thought she'd just have a whole armoire of shotguns and 22s. What are you going to sell these at the sidewalk sale? Okay, she's got a table, Robbie. We're going to give her a table. Yeah. Michelle, you've got a table for the sidewalk sale.
Yay! That's exciting. Thank you so very much.
Of course. Very welcome. Hang on. It's going to be a good one at Midway Music Hall. It's going to be big. It's we're going to have a food truck. It's going to be quite the spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN FM
Edmonton
is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Well, well, well. It's back and we're excited.
Uh-huh.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Kiss.
It's Pepper and Dylan, citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Pepper and Dylan, citywide 50-50 is back.
Yep.
Next week. Starting Tuesday, you can visit select A&W locations in and around Edmonton to buy your tickets.
That's a quick turnaround from telling us about it or telling you about it for the first time to it actually starting on Tuesday.
Yeah. Half the jackpot goes to Kids Sport Alberta, so all kids can play. That's for financial assistance for sports registration fees. Other half could go to you, and that's what we want to have happen. Amazing early bird prizes this year. $1,000 gift certificate to Mr. Lube.
Mm-hmm.
And a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300.
That's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So kiss917.com for all the locations and details. Starting on Tuesday, you can see where it's going to be closest to you. So you can go grab those tickets. $5 a ticket. You buy $20 worth of tickets. We'll give you a Pepper and Dylan air freshener of your choice. $100 of tickets. You can have all three. These are the new air fresheners.
Real collector's items, these ones.
Oh, I like this one.
I've got the Robbie hanging from my rearview mirror right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It was interesting, Robbie. So apparently what happened was when we could pick the scent that we wanted for the air fresheners, you clicked on a bunch, Robbie, saying like, any one of these will do. But how they received it at the scent air freshener factory, whatever, they combined all of those scents to make one scent.
They must have.
They added a pinch of sandalwood, a pinch of this,
there's coffee in there. There's so fruity parts.
Yeah,
it's very strong and weird.
When you open that and hang it from your rearview mirror, it hits you. It lands differently.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's not a bad smell. It's just a lot of smell.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also going to be selling tickets at this year's sidewalk sale on May 11th, which is awesome. So if you come to the sidewalk sale, you can pick your tickets up there. It all starts on Tuesday with Robbie and Ellerslie and Katie going to be down on Mark Messier Trail.
This city loves a 50-50.
Just north of 137.
Loves a 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
How could you not?
We're always routinely over like $100,000. Ultimately, by the end of the month. So what the grand prize draw is when? So you have starting
May 24th at the Kiss Studios.
Okay.
8 a.m.
Okay. We'll do that. So get your 50-50 tickets starting on Tuesday. Robbie, I was just writing down you're on Ellerslie Road. Is that right? On Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday. Yep. South side.
Yeah. And then Katie will be at the A&W just off of Mark Messier Trail.
Closer to St. Albert.
Just south of St. Albert. Okay. Very good. Citywide 50-50 is back. I was wondering when that was coming back. Awesome.
Woo!
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
All is fair in love and poetry, she writes. New album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out tomorrow. We hear Taylor Swift.
So will it be available at midnight tonight?
Yeah, that's generally
for the hardcore Swifties, midnight tonight, okay.
You wait up. Or here, I believe it's at 10 because midnight in the east.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course.
I think that's how it works most of the time.
Right.
Yeah. So you can get it a little bit early. But the Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department. People are anticipating this and for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, to be honest, as a Taylor Swift fan, whether it's going to be like her last three albums or something a little different, or if she's just continuing on this kind of sound.
In what sense, her last three albums?
Like the sound she's gone for the last three albums have been very artistic, great songs, but not a lot of upbeat, fun.
Well, the last album, Midnights, is kind of an exception, right? Like, there was a lot of good, like, poppy, fun songs on that. But the two pandemic albums,
Evermore and
I mean, they're great.
Sure.
But they're not the ones that you'd... There's no...
No.
There's nothing like that.
So what will be the sound that she is going for? Hard to say.
A lot of people that are maybe going to, lucky enough, obviously, to go to the Vancouver or the Toronto Taylor Swift concerts, right, that aren't until the, you know, November of this year, wondering, will the Eras tour... She's going to have to make way for a new era.
Yeah.
With a new album.
Well, if she includes it, I guess, yeah.
Right.
Will she? Hard to say.
I would imagine at the back end, yeah.
So then last the three-hour show is going to become a...
I think she'll have to cut some of the songs out, because the Midnight Era, to be honest, a little long. A little long in the concert.
Okay. Could
cut a few of those out there, put some of the new tortured, tortured credit bureau,
Tortured poets?
Poets. Society?
Department,
okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard one for me to remember. I can already tell you going in,
Dylan. I got remember that. The name. And then tomorrow, the Taylor Swift is going to, there's going to be a big party on the radio, 7 to 9, with Katie. They're going to be hosting a party, playing the new album, playing old songs, just a whole lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
It's like a Taylor Swift Friday fan party.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, so that will be taking place. But yeah, we're anticipating a brand new Taylor Swift album. I mean, I'm not telling you anything if you're a Taylor Swift fan, but...
I'm sure we'll have new stuff from it tomorrow, right?
Well, we got to sample something.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's going to be something there. Mm-hmm. Let's end with the Oilers then.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Oilers with a loss yesterday as the season is one game away from a close. The Arizona Coyotes beat the Oil 5-2. That season comes to a close tonight, 7:30, as they take on the Avalanche, and then we look to the playoffs. Tonight, Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci are not going to be playing. They're resting those two Oilers.
That's okay. Good, good.
But it could be as early as this weekend. Is that possible?
Yep, definitely. Definitely a possibility.
That we would have playoff hockey?
Yeah. That's why they're resting some guys.
I would almost certainly anticipate a game on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's a quick turnaround.
I would almost certainly anticipate we'll be in here Monday. It's a good thing I'm bringing the Robbie stress wall. Now, hopefully it won't be needed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
The Oilers playoff stress wall. Robbie gets mad when the Oilers lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially in the playoffs. There's a hole in our wall here in the studio to prove it. In order to prevent him from doing that again, and us having to cover it up and change the entire room around so you can't see it, I'm building the stress punch wall.
Yeah.
That will be here Monday morning just in case.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to hear Robbie's new song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a playoff song. He will only let us hear a little bit, but I can play that little bit.
Let's hear a little bit of it there.
Whoa.
Wait, one more time. I think I heard something.
Whoa. Don't what?
I just think we should play the whole thing if we're going to tease it. But
tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning with the accompanied video. It will be available for everybody to hear it as we get ready for the Oilers playoffs. Very exciting times again.
Yeah. Tonight, 7:30. That's the final game for the Oilers. Those are the three things you need to know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Oh, look at this. Just got a text message.
I love when our quiet nights are our loudest moments.
Oh, come on.
Ew, what?
Come on.
This is coming from Pepper's fiance. She sends me the note every day now that he leaves.
How has this
her.
Become a thing where you tease me about my sweetness?
I'm not teasing you. She said, come on, he's the best. And I responded with, he is a great dude. You should marry him.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Where's the proof?
And she said, that's the plan. And I said, why? It's been taking forever. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, what'd she say to that, by the way?
I don't want to really get into it.
No response there? Okay.
We just leave that one.
So how long are we doing this where you're? Is she sending you the note that I write her
every
morning?
Time I receive it.
Every time. Okay.
I love. By the way, I is not capitalized. Shouldn't it be?
It's stylistically there.
Oh.
Sometimes I do a little different.
For grammar,
different
I think
notes.
You're supposed to put an I
that's
against
punctuation.
Capital.
That's not grammar.
Whatever it is. Uh-huh. I love when our quiet nights are our loudest moments.
First of all, I love a lowercase I. It's the cutest letter in the alphabet.
It's nice. I think it's great.
Right? Of all the 52 options, the lowercase I. It's one of the cute. Maybe the lowercase j.
Okay.
Lowercase j is pretty cute. Right? A little dot there. I like that.
You make quite the weird A, I'll tell you that.
Took me years to change.
What kind of A is
to
that?
To make the move to the A. I used to do the A that we the circle and the whole line on the side. Now I do the top, a little thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's took me a long time to train myself to break that habit. Yeah. I tell you. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a phase that I feel like everybody went through, but then
they wanted to change their A.
Yeah. And then I got lazy and I went back.
Can you explain to me the quiet nights' loudest moments?
Okay. Read it again.
I love when our quiet nights are our loudest moments.
Because, okay.
I'm very.
I get it.
I don't.
Thank you, Megan.
I get it.
Something sexual?
No.
No. It was supposed to be. We both fell asleep.
Filthy
boy. No. Wednesday.
Moments are our loudest.
Wednesday is our nothing day.
Okay.
So Wednesday, her kids are with their dad.
So you don't talk to each other?
My son is at work, and then he goes out climbing. And my daughter, yeah, it's just a hit and miss on her. So it's just her and I. And she comes home right after school. She's a school teacher in St. Albert. So she comes home. So she's right there right after school. She has nothing after school. She comes in. And so Wednesdays are our day where it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we just have a quiet. We don't make any big plans. We don't do anything. We just have a quiet night of just whatever.
Why is it loud then? Do you yell
because,
at each other?
No.
It's
there's a lot of screaming.
A loud memory.
Our quiet nights speak the loud. It was between, what did I write again?
Oh boy. I love when our quiet nights are our loudest moments.
Right. It was either going to be that or say the most. I can't, something like, you know what? I'm happy with
that. Say the most would have been good.
Well, yeah, but it was our loudest moments. Like we had a loud, like a nice, it was just a nice night of connection. It spoke the loudest.
Yeah, they speak the loudest.
Oh. We were quiet, but it spoke loudly to us.
About how comfortable you are.
So do you guys whisper to each other?
No, Dylan. It's not a literal, it's a note. It's a note saying that I like her and I enjoy her company.
You be quiet. Don't you talk to me on our night like this.
And she woke up this morning and it was there, and then she takes a picture of it and sends it to you, and you have to analyze every single thing that I want to say about her.
I love when our quiet nights are
our loudest moments. I just like to give her a cute post-it note in the morning. That's all it is.
I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all. I'm trying to help her, you, whoever.
Well, she had no problem figuring it out.
She said that he's the best. And I agreed. Remember when I agreed? I said he's a great dude.
Yes, thank you.
You should marry him. I said those things.
I know, and we're planning on it at some point.
Some point.
Things just keep getting in the way.
Right.
No, like what?
It happens. Is it the loud moments keep getting in the way?
The loud moments keep getting in the way. Yes.
Okay, that's nice of you. That's very cute. I love that you leave her a note every morning.
Don't forget, though, that yesterday, as much as you teased me about being this sweetie, this softie, et cetera, that your girlfriend, moving into your house soon, Melissa, on our little text group that Megan and I have with your girlfriend, sent a picture of a full, like, journal of old notes that she has saved that you have given her. So you can sit there and go,
I zoomed in.
What did it say?
Well, I saw some kisses and hugs, some little X's and O's.
Yeah, I like giving X's and O's.
So if you want to talk about being cheesy, come on.
Well, X and an O ain't cheesy.
Pretty cheesy.
Here's a text message that says, Dylan, just wrecking a sweet moment. Yeah.
That's all he's doing. I wasn't trying to wreck it. I was trying to understand it. How we can be loud and quiet at the same time.
Well, now that I know you're doing this and that she's sharing them with you, the anxiety that I have writing these now.
You should start prepping
the day
before.
Because it's a whole routine, right? She goes upstairs and has a shower because she introduced me to the nighttime shower, which, by the way, because I was never a nighttime shower guy.
Best thing ever.
The nighttime shower.
I know. Why don't you ever listen to me?
Because I listened to her instead.
Okay.
And the nighttime shower is total game changer. Yeah. Now, I still have to have a morning shower.
Right.
I can't, or else I just don't feel like I'm up. I don't feel like I got the sleep off of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the nighttime shower, come on.
It's the best.
Where has that been all my life?
So good.
So she has this. So she's up in the shower after I have my shower, and then I go downstairs, and I've got to write this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find I'm writing, and I'm crumple, throw it out. But then I can't throw it out, because then she knows there's evidence of it not being as spontaneous.
Right.
So then I got to put it like in my lunch bag to take to work and throw it at garbage at work.
Put it through the shredder.
Because it won't seem that it came so naturally to me, and then I'm stressing over what exactly to write. Look what you've done to me, Dylan.
That's not on purpose.
It was supposed to be just a nice, sweet note, and now I'm like
it
sitting there going,
sweet.
No, that doesn't make sense. What? Oh, and God forbid I put the wrong two or you're there. Oh,
you better watch now.
Oh, my God. I love when our quiet nights are our loudest moments. I think I'm starting to get it. Now I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's quiet outside, you like it because you can be loud.
No.
Because the kids aren't there. You guys can be loud
in
the bedroom.
We have a quiet night. It's just the two of us. And yes, sometimes, Dylan, but that's a different note.
Okay.
We have a quiet night. It's just the two of us. And sometimes just her and I sitting silently connects the most.
Oh, is she a loud breather?
No.
You do snore. Is that part of the loud moments?
Is that why you started using subtitles?
It's a sleep apnea machine.
I thought you got rid of the sleep apnea machine, didn't you?
No, I've still got it. I might sell
That's
it
not
at the
a
sidewalk
night.
Sale. Boy, am I glad we opened this can of worms, huh?
Poor
Every
Pepper.
Day this week, you've been reading these damn notes.
That's funny.
It's nice to be sentimental sometimes.
You're a good guy. It's fun.
I might start sending you messages through her notes now.
You should make personalized notes for him.
Oh, okay.
Just write
That's
one
cute.
Tomorrow.
That's lovely. A lot of people texting in and saying you're just a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Wait,
of course.
I like how I am around her.
I like it too. That's what I read
Remember
it
Remember how
for.
Miserable I was before, Dylan?
Oh my God, I know. That was the worst. Did you ever leave your ex-wife notes like this?
No.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie's playoff song debuts tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Should know what day the Oilers play their first playoff game. I'm banking on Sunday. I'm feeling good about Sunday.
Toronto plays on Saturday, early game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to be Edmonton or Vancouver, probably Saturday for the late game.
Okay.
We'll see.
Ooh.
Saturday, you think?
Maybe.
Whatever the case is, Robbie's new playoff song. You got a little bit over there, Dylan, over there? Yeah, Robbie's new playoff song. We will hear it along with its video. What? 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 What?
Wow.
We'll have it tomorrow morning.
Pretty good, eh?
And the video.
Pretty neato.
As well. We've got a question. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Heather.
Heather. Hi, Heather. Heather's
Hi.
Coming from the past to talk to us.
Oh, we're here in the future. What do you need, Heather?
She has a question. Go ahead, Heather.
Well, I just remember hearing if the snow stuck around, Pepper might get a neck tattoo.
He's got and then I had 1 week and 6 days to get it. It happened yesterday, Heather.
Oh, okay.
He has to get it within, Robbie, what's the exact timeline? One week?
Exactly 2 weeks from yesterday at 6:27
okay,
a.m.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's funny how, like, yesterday you're kind of walking around going, I wonder if he does, because that snow really didn't seem to make a... really hang out very long. That doesn't seem fair that a person has to permanently put something on their body there for the rest of their lives just simply for a snowfall that didn't even last 24 hours. I'm sure there's got to be some sort of clause in the agreement that would say that this doesn't count. I can see why you're thinking that, Heather, but no. 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 Apparently, I have to get the neck tattoo, and I visited with the tattoo artist yesterday, and it looks like it might happen maybe even the middle of the week next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Do you know what you're getting?
I have an idea of what I'm getting. The problem is, I was saying this earlier too, is that he said, well, the neck is tricky because in certain areas, depending on what you get, where you get it, it won't work well. It's hard to do based on just the neck. Tricky contours on the neck, you see?
Yes.
So if I want a certain design, it's only good in certain places on the neck versus another one. It might be better at this place. But I don't want anything like, hey, look at me. I'm a neck tattoo. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance definitely doesn't want that. My fiance is not happy about this, by the way. Not happy about it.
She probably should talk to you about making bets that you...
I didn't know the terms.
You were warned.
I was just told that there was going to be a punishment. I didn't know it was get a neck tattoo.
Robbie, do you remember what I said about the punishment going into it, though?
It's going to ruin your life.
Yeah, and I think it might.
I told you.
I didn't know.
It's the worst thing we've ever done. It might ruin your life.
We were going for a walk yesterday with Biff, and she said, neck tattoos are the worst. I always have hated them. And I'm like, oh, great.
Nice.
And now I have to get one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Heather,
it's too bad.
What am I gonna do?
It's on you.
Can you get it in the hairline?
It's not hairy enough.
At the back of my head?
You'd have to shave your head a bit. It'd look funny for a while.
How high up is does the neck go on the back of the head?
Right into the thing.
Right to the
bone.
Into the thing?
Yeah, into the thing.
Into that bump?
Into that little bumpy thing.
That bumpy thing?
Yeah,
that's the end of the neck?
Yep.
I don't know if I want to get it there. Well, anyway, I'm getting it in the neck. Probably next week. Damn it, anyway.
Yep.
All right, thanks for bringing it up, Heather. I just started to forget about it.
Nope, hold him accountable, Heather.
All right, love you. See you later. Stupid thing. Yeah. The problem, like it's, and like you said, Dylan, you got to be careful with if you gain weight or lose weight.
Well, the neck.
In certain areas, the neck definitely being one of them.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm stuck looking this way. Can't make any changes, huh?
Perfect. Not too bad.
How
the way you are.
I mean, that's the best thing that's happened.
Yeah.
Hon, I'd love to go to the gym and get back into shape, but, you know, the neck tattoo.
Ooh, boy.
Don't want it to lose its shape.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking right around here. What do you think? Around, like, back around here? Around, like,
yeah, that's fine.
What would
your
you
neck.
Call this area, Robbie?
I would call that the behind your ear.
But not behind the flap.
No.
That doesn't count. Like, under the flap.
Yeah, that's neck.
Like, people, right, that would count? Yeah. That's
common
okay.
One. That's a common spot. Looks good.
Because he said, for what I want, that might be the best spot to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what you're about.
But the shape and style of the design that I'm thinking about getting. There's some geometry involved to it. And he said, it sounds simple, but it's going to be tricky. That's what he said.
Okay.
That's nerve-wracking when a tattoo artist says, sounds simple, but it's kind of tricky.
Don't you want them to say, oh, no problem?
That's what you want. Right? You really want that from a tattoo artist. Yep, no problem. Instead of, is there something else I could do instead?
We might be able to pull this off.
Yeah, so.
Good luck.
One day I'll walk in here and I'll have it.
We are looking forward to it.
But here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I think I figured out a way to get the last laugh.
Okay.
Because you are sitting there, the evil genius, Dylan. I've taught him his lesson this time. He will never make a no snow guarantee again, knowing how extreme I can go with my punishments. I don't know why I gave you that evil voice there.
I have no idea. I didn't hate it.
Well, you're sitting there, and I think I'm going to be able to turn it around. I think I'm in last laugh territory.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you wait. You wait.
You're going to have a neck tattoo. So at that point, I don't know.
That's true. That's the one thing I can't avoid with all of this.
Make it as jokey as you want. It's on your neck.
So Megan has submitted her 2,500 word essay. It has been completed. Hey,
yes.
Megan.
Yes.
This is for final report or final assignment at Nate before she graduates and becomes a full-time flag-waving member of the Pepper and Dylan Show in Kiss 91.7. And in that, she says she had to write some things that she would like to read to you guys.
Yeah,
because we're part of the report.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh, that can't be good.
Well, because you guys are such a big part of what I've done here, right?
Is that
like
good
that's
or bad?
The whole point. It's great, and so
we're actually the big part of what you haven't done here. Everything you have done is done here is due to other people.
No.
Okay, I'm interested. Is it going to be like? Is it going to insult us? Is it bad? Oh boy, you got a smile on your face.
Okay, get it ready there, Megan, because let's do another table, Robbie, for the sidewalk sale before we give out the code word. So let's do that right now. Sidewalk sale.
Sidewalk sale.
We've got this sidewalk sale coming. We've got to fill these tables, right? So if you want a table at the sidewalk sale, we'd love to have you. It's Saturday, May 11th from 11 to 4 at Midway Music Hall. Your girlfriend just sent me a text message.
Okay.
Of some shoes she wants to sell at the sidewalk.
Yeah, she's got a question about these.
They're Yeezys.
Yeah. She has this really expensive pair of Yeezys.
She's a sneakerhead?
I don't know what that means, but yeah. She likes
sneakers?
Shoes. Yeah.
She loves them.
Okay. Yeah. She just wants to know if she can, because I keep telling her she can't.
Why?
I'm like, you can't sell Yeezys? And she's like, yeah, you can. And I said, no, you can't. I thought you can't even mention Kanye West's name.
Oh, I can't follow along anymore.
Are people going to buy Yeezys? Are people
if they want them.
Yeah, I know, but didn't he get canceled?
I think he did, and then he didn't, and then he did. I don't know what's going on. If people want Yeezys, they can get Yeezys. I just don't know if there's the same value in Yeezys as there once was.
Online, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah. There's a market for them. Sneaker people, no. Mm-hmm.
So
I just don't know how many sneaker people will be at the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Yeah. Someone's got to want a Yeezy.
There's some gems you can uncover at this sidewalk sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring them. What would she sell them for?
I think she was saying like $300. I was like, $300 for shoes? But apparently they're like $500, $600 shoes.
They're expensive. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Sue.
Sue, what are you selling at the sidewalk sale, Sue?
I have a whole bunch of stuff that's been sitting in storage. Like I have duvet covers and pillowcases. I have party light candle holders.
Are you
in a bun?
Are you paying for a storage unit?
No, I'm storing it at my sister's.
Oh, that's the worst.
Get it the hell out of here.
So there's like a whole bunch of stuff. I have board games, a whole bunch of knickknacks,
kitchen stuff.
Robbie, knickknacks.
I love knickknacks.
His eyes just widen. Okay.
So, and it's good because this is stuff you just can't seem to want to throw away or donate.
She's got to get it out of her sister's house, is what she's got
to
do.
But it's good enough to hold on to, which is good. So people
will. Yeah, no, it's good stuff. And I mean, I've tried like on Marketplace and everything else, but I'm just thinking that the sidewalk sale, there's going to be such an abundance of people coming through.
So, there were so many people last year. We had no idea it was going to be as busy and as popular as it was. So we've gone to a bigger location, Midway Music Hall on Calgary Trail this time around to try. And I mean, hopefully it'll be just as big and popular. It's a great place to sell some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sell some lawn furniture that you should have sold for way more. Hey, Pepper.
Yeah, I know.
Who knew all you had to do was clean it and I could have got twice as much for it?
Yeah. I know.
Clean your stuff before you go to the yard or the sidewalk sale. That's a good little lesson. Way more if it looks good.
Jeez.
Who knew?
Well, most people.
All right. Do we want to give her a table?
Let's get
the sidewalk sale.
We'll get the sidewalk sale.
There you go.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yay, thank you.
We'll keep doing it for the next few weeks.
Okay, and I just need the email address to send.
I'll
do this all off the air, but yeah, it's Robbie, okay. Robbie at kiss97.com.
That goes right to the Robbie Fund. A minimum $25 donation will get you a table at the sidewalk sale. Okay, hang on. Thank you very much for being part of it, all right?
Thank you so much.
There'll be a food truck there. Goodwill will indeed be there again this year, taking away your items. If it didn't sell and you don't want to lug it all the way back home, Goodwill will be there with a huge truck and take all the stuff, and it'll go to a great place that way. So that's the whole idea of the sidewalk sale. Dylan's girlfriend is moving in and telling him what he's got to get rid of.
So many quotes.
What is she getting rid of?
Because
you're going to have a lot of duplicate kitchen stuff. That's what I learned when my fiance and I moved in together.
Yeah, I think we're keeping mostly my kitchen stuff.
And okay.
Her mom's taking kitchen stuff, but she loves the gadgets.
Kitchen gadgets.
She loves the goofy gadgets. Like, she loves a slap chop. It's her favorite thing. She just loves the slap chop thing. She's got a couple of these weird measuring container things. Like, she's got her little things that...
Are these going to be for sale? Because the face you're giving says she's trying to put those in our cupboards.
She's going to. Okay. And I know it. Trust me, if it was up to me, they'd be for sale.
Okay.
But so we should have a lot of dishes and stuff like that for sale.
Right.
Because of all the duplicates and pots and pans and, I mean, lots of things.
There's going to be a lot of great stuff at the sidewalk sale. So May 11th, which is a Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. What happens if the weather is terrible? We're not going to look that way. We're not going to think about that. But we will have alternative plans if it's really bad.
We do have the option to move it a week, but we'll see.
And we'll be selling 50-50 tickets. It was just announced this morning. The citywide 50-50 returns next week, and we will be selling 50-50 tickets also at the sidewalk sale at Midway Music Hall.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Having a hard time thinking of any new music that debuts tomorrow that is more eagerly anticipated the world over than Robbie's playoff song. Can you think of anything, Dylan?
There is that Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department coming out.
Bad day, Robbie. Bad day to pick it there.
Jeez.
We will have some of the new Taylor Swift tomorrow, and we will have Robbie's new playoff song. I can't wait to find out what the title is.
No, here.
We're going to find out tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Okay, never mind.
Thank you.
Let's go Oilers!
All right. Very good. Very, very good.
Nice.
And we also have, and we've been smart about it. You might think that we forgot. No. We don't do that around here.
No.
We plan everything to the absolute second around here. We've got all those Kevin Hart tickets to give away tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, Saturday, July 13th, Kinsman Park. He is the headliner for the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival the Saturday night. And so we'll have a bunch of tickets tomorrow.
Are we doing that stupid thing that I suggested?
I don't hate it.
You want to do that?
I don't hate it at all.
Okay.
A little impersonation around. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow you can win a lot of Kevin Hart. How many do we have?
One pair
every hour?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. One pair every hour tomorrow, plus a $20,000 sound. Maybe. Or maybe it gets one today. I don't know. Katie's going to have the code word here. All right. Megan has submitted her 2,500-word essay on working with the Pepper and Dylan Show. This is her final assignment. She will graduate, Nate. She will, we're happy to say, she will be working here. With us, that chair has had a few people in it in the past. Pat was there last. Savan was there before that.
Oh, Savan!
Who decided that this wasn't for him. He was going to go cut grass at a golf course. That's what you're competing with.
Yeah.
What would I rather do? Work here at 6 a.m. every day or cut grass at a golf course?
I already cut grass for a town, so.
All right, so we can take that as a good. You did that too. How many jobs?
Every one of
them.
Can
we go down the jobs you've had, Megan, real quickly?
I could.
Here, let's do this. Top five, okay? You ready for this? All right.
It's time to make a list, though. It won't
flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
So Megan has had at, what, 24?
Probably.
24? No,
no, you're 24 years old. Yeah.
24.
24 years old, has had three lifetimes.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. It's been to university, been to Nate, and she's had so many jobs, like numbering double what anybody else has had. Mm-hmm. Top five jobs you've had, Megan.
Top five?
Or you interesting. Top five most interesting
top
jobs
five
you've
most
had.
Interesting. Okay.
But I you've got stories to tell.
Stories. Well, say, okay, probably when I worked out in the mountains as a night audit.
As a night audit?
Yeah, so it was front desk and night audit. So I would check people in for their hotel rooms, take deposits. Night audit was actually doing the taxes overnight from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And I worked in a haunted hotel, and one time the phone rang right at 3 a.m. and it, I crapped my pants.
A haunted hotel?
Yeah. That's creepy.
It was like a real old rotary phone that was just hanging on the wall, and it rang.
And it wasn't connected?
It was connected, but nobody knows the number.
Who was it?
No idea.
You didn't answer it?
Why would I answer it?
I don't want to do this game anymore. No, can we stop this game? I don't want
okay, game over.
She worked at a haunted hotel.
Yeah,
okay.
Worked at a haunted hotel.
Okay.
I worked for the town, a part of the Parks and Recreation Department for the town of Bon Accord.
Okay.
So I weed whacked ditches, kept the parks clean, painted the arena.
Wow.
Cool. All right.
I'd say the other cool one, though, was arena attendant, which I got from working that summer job.
Sweet.
In which I was then trained on how to drive a Zamboni.
She's been a Zamboni driver. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, question.
Zamboni driver, yep.
Do you usually get fired or do you quit these?
I quit them.
You do?
Okay, good.
I
would have quit that haunted hotel job. That ring wouldn't have even stopped and I would have been gone.
You'll get fired from here. Don't worry.
It'll be really exciting. I've actually, knock on wood, knock on noggin, I've never been fired.
Okay.
But
Dylan and Robbie said that too when we first started the show. I made quick work of that.
Okay. First time for everything.
Right. What else, Megan?
What else have I done? There's this one. Oh, I was a barista. I worked in a cafe.
Make any hard type to do. Of coffee. Was it a haunted cafe?
No. My mom and her friend owned that one.
Okay.
Small town guy. Okay. And then
gyms you've worked in?
I've worked at gyms. The gyms have been a lot of fun.
So
I love
haunted hotel
ones.
And Zamboni driver are the two most interesting jobs.
I did also work at a dinosaur park.
And a dinosaur park.
Yeah. All right. That works.
I got a lot of dinosaur paraphernalia if you ever need it. I got a fake T-Rex tooth.
Text message asking, have you heard back from your Love is Blind Canada application yet, Megan, from Netflix? Nothing yet.
Okay. They don't want me. They're afraid of the power I hold.
Okay, so she had to write a 2,500-word essay. let's hear the Dylan section right now.
You want
now.
The
You've
Dylan?
Got 1 minute. Yeah, can you do it in a minute here?
Okay.
Okay, this is the Dylan. Right. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
I don't know what she's going to say about
she
you.
She sits this right
is,
next to
this
me.
This is her review of working for us in a practicum, the Dylan section.
Is there
okay.
a whole section? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a Dylan-specific section.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Dylan has taught me the importance of storytelling, the way he crafts a story that creates an environment that makes listeners feel like they're in the same room. Dylan has shown me how to make light out of the dark mornings through his love of the sunrise. I always thought it was a mere segment throughout my childhood while sitting in the back of my mom's Honda Accord. However, after having sat beside him for the last 14 weeks, I've realized that's not the case.
14 weeks?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Holy
he
crap.
Has seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of this industry and still chooses to make people smile on the other side of the radio.
Aww.
Dylan is this city's sunrise, and I hope to be that for people this summer.
Wow! Aww. That's so sweet, Megan!
Thank you.
You suck
wow!
up.
I'm not grading it. I just love it. Nothing about the smorgasbord of food that he has laid out in front of him every morning.
No.
That was very sweet. I didn't expect it to go in that direction.
No, me
that's
neither.
That's
nice very, okay. very kind.
Well, Megan, hopefully the grades are okay on your 2,500 word
essay. I can't tell you yours.
Yeah. You gotta tell Peppers. We got
another
minute.
Tell Peppers?
Okay.
Come on. All right. Pepper has taught me to look in the face of adversity and to not only come out on the other side, but to come out wiser and stronger throughout the journey. His dedication to help affirm my position with the show has made me eager to learn more from him. And then I said, Rob is a...
Oh, what?
That's me.
I know.
Call him that. Rob.
I'm sorry. Is a board wizard and has me in awe each and every morning.
One of the best. One of the best over here.
Any question I've ever had, he has answered happily, and through that, I can see his passion. He has given me hours of his own personal time to answer any questions I have about this industry and how to fight for my place. Without his support, I would not have pushed to do more while in this placement.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Megan.
Does I really Robbie have was... one a section?
Robbie has a section.
We got to hear it now. We can't leave Robbie out.
Okay, this is really strong. I thought it was like, you know,
he's going to be mean.
Yeah. No. Okay, go ahead.
It is really nice, Megan. Wow.
Thank you. Robbie has shown me trust that I did not expect in this internship. He entrusted me to edit the daily podcast and to assist him in areas that are his specialties.
That's rare. Robbie does not let anybody touch anything over there. That is a value.
Yep. Well, Robbie has taught me that organization is key, but to also have fun where you can. Whether it be chasing him through aisles in a grocery store, setting up a Christmas tree on someone's doorstep, or challenging me to a kickoff, his own humility has given me a perspective on how to adjust my own. Robbie has treated me as a peer, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. His door is always open to those beginning in this industry, and I'm glad I've been able to take advantage of that.
Aww. Aww, these are all so kind.
I didn't think it was going to be that at all.
That's good for a C.
All right.
Robbie! Well, good luck. And it's
and there's just one wrap-up that I wanted to just say this to you all as well as all the listeners, and I said that these three men have given me more credit than I feel worthy of. The only reason I've been able to grow as much as I have is because of their guidance and insight. They have helped shape and mold me into someone more ambitious than I ever was before. I look forward to sitting in the fourth chair of that studio until both I and them have outgrown it.
Aww. We'll get fired because Pepper will say something
to
a boss.
I'll take care of that problem.
Don't you worry.
Don't.
Okay. Whenever they call you into a boardroom altogether, we'll know, Megan. Just that's how it happens.
Okay.
Well, so tomorrow, I guess, it's the last day of your practicum, then tomorrow, right?
Aw, Megan, we love
that,
you.
Right? Yeah, that was nice.
The assignment gets handed in, and then she's a permanent member
of the team.
We're happy to have you. Wow. Okay. Thank you. That was really nice to hear, Megan. That was very nice. Sweet.
I was expecting a lot more.
Yeah, you guys really were making it.
The guys fart all the time. It stinks in here. Something like that.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.